स्मृति पुराणानां नमः भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं ॐ अथातो ब्रह्मजिज्ञासा।
यदि कर्मी लोके ब्रह्म आत्मत्वेन प्रसिद्धमस्ति ततो ज्ञातमेवेति विज्ञास्यत्वं पुनरापन्नम् तद्विशेषं प्रतिपत्तेः। सो इसी ब्रह्मा प्रसिद्धम् आत्मत्वेन प्रसिद्धम् इसी देर आत्मत्वेन अंडरस्टैंड See, I am such and such, I am such and such person, born in such and such time, so with this name, that is not Atma. That is the body-mind identified egoity, that is not Brahma. See, when you say Aham Brahmasmi, it can be the most blasphemic statement and also the most profound truth at the same time. When you say Aham Brahmasmi and keep Aham as my such and such, I am this person, I am that person, that kind of personality, you get that as Aham. Oh, I have to wait. Sorry. I have started 1 minute before.
No, you are not late.
I am early. I should not have. No problem. I am saying again, prayer, don't bother about prayer. What I said, I am saying again. So, Atma Chat Brahmana, the other name is Brahma Prasiddham, Atma Tvena Prasiddham. The other name that I am the person so-and-so, son of so-and-so, and I am very old man, this and that, that is not the Atma. That is not Brahmatva Prasiddha. That is not the Atma. And that is not Brahma. That's why what I was saying, when you say Aham Brahmasmi, it can be the most blasphemous statement, or it can be the most profound truth. When you take that Aham as the person, born and brought up on this and that, Brahmana, Kshatriya, all kinds of superimpositions upon that person. When you take that as the Aham, then it is the blasphemous statement. On the other hand, when you take that Aham as the Sakshi, then it is the truthful statement. What is Sakshi? That also you have to carefully understand. Yes, the Sakshi is actually bolna nahi. You have to understand it carefully. See, desha kala vastu are known to you. You are aware of Desha. Desha is known to you. Kala is a time unknown to you. Vastu, known to you. Vastu means anything. So, you have to understand that without the light of your awareness, Desha cannot come into light. Desha doesn't say, I am Desha. You say Desha. Therefore, you illuminate Desha. And that's why only when you are aware of Desha, there is Desha. When you are not aware of Desha, there is no Desha. You have to understand that. Similarly, Kala, people have all, they got all wrong about Kala. And they build systems around the wrong ideas about Kala and they live with that. So now you cannot tell anything to them. They think that Kala is, truth is around, Kala is all around. And they think that planets and sun, they all have Kala. That is how they believe. It's a Kala Vidaha, you know. So that is how they believe. They think that Kala is there in the planets and in the, all that. Kala is there when you are aware of Kala. When you are not aware of Kala, there is no Kala. And similarly, Vastu, Ghataha, Ramana Maharshi used to say, these are some of the profound most profound statements. He used to say, Jagat won't say, I am Jagat. You say, this is Jagat. Therefore, Jagat is validated by you. You have to look at the Jagat. You have to be aware of the Jagat and say, this is the Jagat. Then there is Jagat. Till then there is no Jagat. So this is the basic truth. Therefore, you have to understand yourself. You just identify the body and sick, and go on doing a few things, and then occasionally you say, Aham Brahmasmi. That is not the way to go about it. I told you the sadhana sankara. That doesn't lead anybody anywhere. So you have to first do a perfect vichara, inquiry about yourself. Some of this inquiry could be this way. Desha kala vastu known to me. I am the witnessing awareness with reference to desha kala vastu. See, witness sakshi. Sakshi means, you know what it is? I look at it. That is not the entirety of sakshi. Not only I look at it, I illuminate it. That means it is there. It appears only when I look at it. If I don't look at it, it won't appear. Like Rajju Sattva. Only when I superimpose Sattva, I have Rajju Sattva. If I don't superimpose, there is no Sattva at all. And Rajju Sattva won't say, I am Sattva. You say, this is Sattva. Therefore, that may be that example or any other example. You have to understand the Sakshi is not a mere witnessing. It is illuminating, witnessing awareness. That is what the Sakshi is. The word illuminating is very crucial in the sense that what you illuminate alone exists. You see, Vedantins, this is the fundamental difference between Vedantins and the Nayayikas or Visheshikas. They accept Sat without Chit. Whereas Vedantins never accept any Sat without Chit. So they ask the question, what kind of existence it would be that is altogether unknown to you? Such existence would not be there. The fact that you say the thing exists, the thing doesn't say I exist. You say it exists. That means you are giving it existence. How do you give it existence? You first know it. That means you first illuminate it in your light of awareness. And because it is shining in your light of awareness, you give its existence. You say it is. So, therefore, you are the one who bestow existence and first illumination, and through that existence to everything of this world. This is the Desha Kala Vastu. This is the witnessing. Therefore, witnessing is not some stale state, it is the most powerful state. Because what you witness alone exists. What you do not witness doesn't even exist. And therefore, witnessing includes illuminating and also includes sattapadanam. It provides a satta to the thing. So you are that sakshi. Sakshi of what? Desha kala vastu. Therefore, there is desha because you illuminate desha. And because Sakshi illuminates Desha, Sakshi is not limited by Desha. And Sakshi illuminates Kala, therefore Sakshi is not limited by Kala. Sakshi is not limited as a Vastu, because Sakshi illuminates all the Vastus, therefore the Vastu Parichada doesn't apply to Sakshi. So what happened now? What happened now is, you are Desha Parichinna Atita, Kala Parichinna Atita, Vastu Parichinna Atita, Deshakala Vastu Avabhasaka, Shuddha Chaitanyam. That is what you are. And you have to look at yourself that way. You have to feel yourself that way. Now, if you don't mind, I will say, suppose you feel, I was born at such and such a place, to a set of parents at a given time, and you have a horoscope to prove it. Your birthday certificate ke saath bolte hai. Now what happened there? You have identified with the Desha, Kala, and Vastu, because the body is born and you are identified with the body. Therefore, in saying that I was born to a set of parents, at a place, at a given place and time. In saying so, you have denied your status of sakshitvam. That's why I would say, As long as you feel yourself to be born at a particular, at a given place and time to a set of parents, you will never come to know the reality of the Atma. Because you have degenerated yourself to the level of body-mind identified persona, and therefore you are not even Sakshi. Sakshi is called Atma, and that Atma which is the Sakshi is Brahma, Atma cha Brahma. So you have to feel that way. Suppose I always feel I was born to a set of parents, now I am old, my parents are no more, but I am alive and I am likely to die soon. Hey, what Atma it is not Atma. And you always feel, oh, I am in Hrishikesh, Uttarakhand, I belong to Andhra Pradesh, I am an Andhra man, or a Telangana man. If that is how you feel, you are not Atma, you are not Sakshi. So people should understand these things. What is sannyasa? Andhra Swami, Tamil Nadu Swami, Telangana Swami, Marayana Swami, is that the sannyasa? Is that the sannyasa? So most amazing thing it is. You see, when Swami was complaining to me, he was sincerely complaining. Sringeri Acharya was announced, the next Acharya was announced only 1 or 2 years back. The young man was made into an Acharya. Before he was made into the Swami, the Pithadipati, an announcement was made that he is going to become the Pithadipati. Then as Swami says, and the last Swami was a Telugu guy. Once again, now a Telugu man has come. And we expected a Karnataka guy should have come, or a Tamil guy should come. All the time Telugu fellows are taken away. And this is told by a Swami, and to another Swami. And this Swami should become angry. Because I am a Telugu Swami, I should become unhappy. But they are compliant. I am not unhappy. Now I was happy when the Telugu guy was put on the plate. In fact, I was sympathetic to him. Therefore, this is how people are. And this is not Vedanta. So as long as you feel yourself in terms of Deshakala Vastu, you are not a Sakshi. You are a body-mind identified person, and that is not Atma, and that is not Brahma. All this I needed to say because he, Shankara, says Atma cha Brahma. So you should know what is Atma, you know. And this kind of Atma Brahma, all kinds of Desha Paricheda, etc., that is there in the Atma, that has to be eliminated by Vichara. Therefore, Vijnyasattvam is required. Tad Visheshattvam Priti Vipratipatte. What is Atma? There are, Atma is known generally, but its details are not known. Vipratipatti could be Vividha Pratipatti. Pratipatti hi Jnanam. Pratipatti Jnanam. Vividha Pratipatti. Somebody, different people think Atma differently. That is Vividha Pratipatti. Viruddha Pratipatti. Contradictory jnana about Atma. And then Viparita Pratipatti. There is a multiple contradictory. Viparita is Atma has no birth and death. The guy takes himself to be born and died. Atma is not Desha Parichinna. The guy identifies himself with the Desha and also Kala. This is Viparita Pratipatti. So this Vipratipatti is a beautiful word. Shri Krishna uses it in Gita. Shruti Vipratipanna Te Vidasthasvita Nishchala Samadhavachala Buddhi. So, something. This is the 57th verse in the 2nd chapter of Gita. So, Shruti Vipratipanna. Shruti means Sunna. To hear. You hear all kinds of things and enter into Viparita Pratipatti. So, there is so much Vipratipatti with reference to Atma. Many people say many things about Atma. देहमात्रम्
देहमात्रम्
चैतन्यविशिष्टम्
चैतन्यविशिष्टम्
आत्मेति
आत्मेति
प्राकृताजनाः
प्राकृताजनाः
लोकायति काश्च प्रतिपन्नाः
लोकायति काश्च प्रतिपन्नाः
देवात्थे मात्रप्रत्ययः देहमात्रम् मने देह एव देह एव आत्मा वडिलोम् इस्ति आत्मा दिस् इस् प्राकृताजनाः Means those who do not study philosophy, etc. I mean philosophy Vedanta, that is how it says. Okay? So those who do not study philosophy and all that, they are called Prakurta Janaha, Ajnaninaha Janaha, etc. Those who identify with the Prakurti, they don't even know anything called Purusha. They are totally identified with the Prakurti, with the Prakurtaha. Janaha, Jayante iti Janaha. Totally identified with Prakriti means identified with the birth and waiting for the death. Therefore, Janaha, Jani Pradubhade. Anyway, so these people, they believe that the body alone is the Atma. Body alone is the Atma. That's why they say, I am young, I am old, and I am weak, I am sick, I am a patient. Body is the patient, no body is sick, but he says, I am sick. Not about saying, he feels that way. That is the problem, you know. He feels that way. And within himself, he feels that he is sick. Within himself, he feels he is old. I always wonder, I was going to take a class in Sikandarabad, that is the fifth floor. Kind of a penthouse, kind of a place. Penthouse doesn't mean the American penthouse. American penthouse is a luxurious place. In America, penthouse means some, you put there something illegally. Whatever is put illegally, without permission, that is called penthouse. And we put everything illegally because we don't care for law in India. And if anybody tries to implement the law, we throw dust upon him. Like illegal slaughterhouses are closed. All the people are against him because he has closed illegal slaughterhouses. Anyway, they are illegal. No, you cannot close like that. That is India. Anyway, this has nothing to do with patriotism. You please don't throw the patriotism thing at me, okay? I am as much patriot as anybody else, okay? Because I face all these issues, that's why I am saying that. Anyway. The point is, the Prakurta Janaha, they take the body as the Atma. He feels I am sick. He sincerely believes that he is sick. It's not that the body is sick, no, I am sick. So that is how the people say. Yeah, this is the example I wanted to tell. The penthouse, I was taking the class. I take a class there. And I go only 5 steps by walking. I don't take lift. There is a lift. It is a very rickety lift. And that kind of lift should not be there in this modern world. But it is there, we have it. Because it is very risky and very dangerous. But still we have that only and people use it. And all the people are waiting there. Another 5 minutes class, I am going upstairs. Ask him, come, what happened to why you wait here? There is no lift. I said, why do you need lift? They are old people. Young people are already up. Why do you need lift? Then they said, we are old. I said, you are not old. The body is old. Don't feel that I am old. You say, I am what I am. The body is old. Therefore, you do whatever you like, but don't say I am old. By listening to the class of Vedanta, declaring that I am old is bad. So, you say the body is old, the body cannot take that kind of a stress, all that. I went up. Then these people walked up. And they told, we found it is not difficult at all, we could come. Like that. Therefore, when you feel I am old, in feeling so, you have compromised your self already. The rest is body will follow suit. Suppose you don't say, I'm old, Don't say I'm old. Body is body. Body is not saying I'm old. Dehona janati, Ramana Maharshi. Body is not saying I'm old. Body is not saying anything. Why do you say I am old? And see whether you can go with without lift. Suppose you cannot go without lift, it's all right, you wait for the lift to come. But don't you say I am old. So they tell me, when they give up this notion I am old, they are better off in life. Some small improvement in life, it will be like that. Therefore, prakruta janaha deha matra. Deha matram means deha, deha eva. Deha, deha eva. Body alone is atma. These are the ignorant people. But then there are philosophers in this world. They are clever people. What they do? They develop a philosophy about an ignorant notion. This is what is called philosophizing ignorance. Ignorance will be there, you philosophize it. Or you have some of these acharyas, they have a theology, they philosophize it. They philosophize it. You see, one gentleman asked me, that Shankara's Mayavada is not correct. I said, okay, it's all right. You are welcome to your view. Then I asked him, okay, you tell me what is God? What is God? So he says, God is Vishnu with Lakshmi Devi by his side, like that. And the topic is Brahma Sutras. In Brahma Sutras, Mayavada is not there or there, that is the topic. I told you, see, whether Brahma Sutras present Mayavada or not. That I said Mayavada, you said Mayavada is not there. Let us keep that aside. But your Lakshmi Devi is not to be found anywhere in Brahma Sutras. That much I can tell you. Where is your Lakshmi Devi in Brahma Sutras? You take a belief from the Puranic literature, some stories, and you philosophize them. That is what you are doing. And you call you are a philosopher. You are not a philosopher. You take a belief and philosophize it, give a color of philosophy to that belief. That is not philosophy. Therefore, this Mayavada is a philosophy thing, it is. Your Lakshmi Devi is a Purana story. You be with your Lakshmi Devi Supasana, I don't mind, I will also join you. But you are unfit to talk about Mayavada, because this is philosophy, it is. So people are like that. Prakrutaha janaha, the worldly people, they don't come and tell you deha eva atma. They won't tell you. They are busy with their life. They go their way. And if there is some prasadam, they will come for prasada's sake, they will come. And therefore, you see, by evening, prasada distribution. Puja time, 100 people are there, by prasada distribution, 200 people will be there. They are not interested in your belief, in your philosophy and all that. They are interested in prasada. So, very simple. They are very innocent people. You cannot have anything against them. But these philosophers are very dangerous fellows. Because they spread a misconception among the people. So, you see how deha eva atma, there is chaitanyam in the deha. There is chaitanyam. They say, no, no, chaitanya visishtam deha matram atma. The deha associated with chaitanya. The awareness. Chaitanya is consciousness. So the body, together with the consciousness, is atma. Now, which is atma now? Body is atma, chaitanya is atma, deha eva atma. Then how do you account for this chaitanya? So they say, the chaitanya, the consciousness, is an epiphenomenon of the body. Of the four elements. They have four elements only, not five. Akasha is not an element for them, it is Shunya. These are the Lokayatika. So he said that, right? Lokayatika, Pratipannaha. Pratipannaha means Pratipati, their jnanam is understood, they understand it like that. Therefore, Chaitanyam, that is the consciousness which is obvious, is an epiphenomenon of the four elements. Like Prithvi, Tejo, Vayu, all the four elements together make a body. And in that body, the Chaitanya is a product of these four elements coming together. They give the example of lily. You know lily? Lily is a kamala. So it is there in the mud, murky waters. Some seed will be there. The seed sprouts and a stem will grow. And the stem will grow out of water and comes to the surface. And there it will develop a leaf. And then out of that seed, out of that stem, the bud will come. The bud will appear and then slowly the bud will grow and it will bloom. And now it will have blue color. Blue lily it is. This blue, this bud is a product of Prithvi, Appu, Teja, Vayu. Char Bhutas. The product of four Bhutas. So, out of the four bhutas, the four elements, the stem, the petals, the entire mass of the lily is produced. Out of those four bhutas only, one extra vishesha, one extra quality has suddenly appeared out of those four bhutas. That is the blue color. Okay? Because there is no blue color in Prithvi or Apaha or Agni or Ragavani. There is no blue color in any one of them. But when all of them come together, suddenly a blue color appears. Similarly, when all the Panchabhutas come together and make a physical body, Chaitanya comes out of it as an epiphenomenon of the four Bhutas coming together. Separately, they don't have Chaitanya in them. Once they come together, the combination produces a special quality, like lily. This is one example. They give another example. Turmeric. Turmeric with calcium hydroxide becomes red. Turmeric is not red. The calcium hydroxide is not red, but the combination gives red colors. That red color is a product of combination. It is not something coming from outside. It is just a product of the two coming together. Same is the case with the consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is a product of the matter. It is born out of matter. That's why it is called materialism. So this is the Lokayatika Mata. It is called Lokayatika because Loke Ayatam Lokayatam. Lokayatam eva Lokayatikam. Kaprachaya Nidagama. So Swathya Kaprachaya. Kappa. That is the Prachaya. So Loke Ayatam. This thinking is a very widespread in the world. That is the Lokayatika, widespread. That what is the widespread? Deha Eva Atma. It is so widespread that all the religious people, not only the worldly people, the religious people also join that category. And philosophers also join that category. Ultimately, Vedantins also join that category. They are identified with the body. Don't you say, think so? That is not what they do. So, that is the most unfortunate part of it. They give so much importance to the physical body. They don't say that they have eva atma. They don't say that. But they think and they speak and they act as if they are eva atma. Very widely spread thing it is. But anyway, this is philosophized, therefore they are called Lokayatika people. Suppose a Vaidika, he is performing a ritual. If he takes deha eva atma, he would not be performing the ritual. Therefore, for that part of it, he has come out of that deha eva atma iti bhavaha. Suppose if deha eva atma, we will not be sitting and discussing Vedanta here. Therefore, to that extent, we have come out of it. Therefore, there is that Lokayata or Lokayatika in us to a small extent. We have to refute that Lokayatika who is sitting in our heart. That is the idea of Shankara. You people misinterpret. So Shankara was going. Then suddenly a Lokayatika came. then the center was started. Hey, Loka, it can come here. You win me, win over me, or I will win over you. Chill. Let us have some king as the organizer. And then he argues with Loka Itikas and he wins. And then he puts his jenda, this flag, center. Loka Itika, he bows his head and he is proclaimed. Is that what Shankara would do? Shankara is not a politician to do all that. This party wins, that party wins. That is a modern phenomenon that is. Therefore, there is a Loka Itika in every one of us. And we have to work on that Loka Itika. That is the idea of presenting that thinking. Then, Indriyani eva chetanani,
Indriyani eva chetanani,
Atma,
Atma,
Vyapare.
Vyapare.
You see, then some more extra thinking. There is no body without Indriyas. Like, suppose you don't have eyesight, suppose. Suppose you don't hear any sounds. Suppose you don't feel the sense of touch. Then there will be no body. You will not have body. The body is there only when the sense of touch is there. Similarly, you look at the body and say this is the body. Some sounds, especially old man walking, cut sounds will be there. Like old ambassador car. So old ambassador car, when you open the door, you have to open it with a thud. And when you close it, with a huge thud you close the door. But the driver says, Saab, Achyana, he not closed well, he comes and then he closes. Then only it closes. So these hands, legs are there like that. The old ambassador car it is. And therefore it will be making all kinds of cut sounds. So from those sounds you know there is the body. But suppose you are deaf and you are blind and there is no sense of touch, there will be no body. That is the principle of anesthesia. They block the sense of touch and they put a screen before his eyes. I mean in local anesthesia. Okay? So he cannot see. Therefore, he doesn't, suppose they are operating upon the leg, they put a screen and they block the sense of touch. And the sounds are not there because the leg is fixed. Therefore, he doesn't know that there is a leg. The whole body also can be put into anesthesia on the same principle. Therefore, is the, if they have to give anesthesia, they don't beat the body from this end to that end. That is not how they give anesthesia. They just block the sensation of touch. That is enough. And if it is local, block the sight also. Now there is no, that part of the body doesn't exist. So from all these considerations, they said the indriyas, which know, they are conscious. Eyes are conscious of rupa. Ears are conscious of shabda. Skin is conscious of touch. So chetanani indriyani, they are the atma. Put together. That is the thesis. There is a problem with this thesis. The most objection, the biggest objection against this thesis is, similarly against the body also there is an objection. That is, there is body only in the waking state. In dream state there is a different body. And in sleep state there is no body. But you are there. You are there in the waking state, in the dream state, and in the sleep state, you are there. The states are different, but they have a common factor in all of them. What is the common factor of all the three states? That is myself. And therefore, myself must be different from deha. Because the body is not there in the sleep. This body is not there. And in dream, another body is there. Therefore, body is changing and body is vanishing, yet I am there. That's the common factor. Therefore, body cannot be the Atma. The self is something other than the body. Okay. Then come to Indriyas. Indriyas cannot be the Atma because Indriyas are many. Now the Atma is myself. How do you feel about yourself? You tell me, how do you feel about yourself? You feel about yourself as many or one? As one you feel. You do not feel yourself as many. right? You feel yourself as one. Suppose I hit you on the hand. You say, why did you hit me? Suppose I hit you on the head. You say, why did you hit me? Like that you say. So just because, similarly, the organ is changed, you do not feel yourself changed. You feel the same self. Similarly, I see, I hear. You do not say, the one sees is different from the one hears. It is the same one who sees and the same one who hears. This is called audio-visual. Audio is different, visual is different. But the one who experiences both audio and visual is the same. And therefore he cannot be one of the indriyas, nor he can be the combination of the indriyas. That is the argument that goes against the indriya atmavada. Shankara is not giving that vada. I am giving you, I am telling you. Next, mana ityanye.
Mana ityanye.
Mind is the atma. This is what people say. Mind is the atma. Generally, people take mind as the atma. You see, who is a samsari who identifies with the mind? And when the mind is happy, I am happy. When mind is unhappy, I am unhappy. When mind is attached, I am attached. When mind is averse, I am averse. When mind is cheerful, I am cheerful. When mind is not morose, I am morose. This is what samsari is. And when mind knows, I know. When mind fails to know, I fail to know. Mind is knowledgeable, I am knowledgeable. Mind is ignorant, I am ignorant. This is exactly the samsari. Samsari is the one who just doesn't have any space with reference to the mind. And so now there are two issues here. The samsari is don't go around saying manaha, atma, they won't go around. They suffer by identification with the mind, they will be suffering, that's all. They don't go around, they don't start a school of teaching where manaha, atma thesis is taught. That some philosophers do. That is the job of these fake philosophers. So take the ignorance and philosophize it. That is what philosophers. The modern trend is take a belief and philosophize it. We have lectures in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, the lectures. A 10 days lecture on Shiva Tattva. What do you mean by Shiva Tattva? Shiva stories are there, and so those stories he tells. And he should tell that the lectures will be on Shiva Purakam. He should say that. He wants to appear like a philosopher. These Brahma Sutra fellows only appear as philosophers, why should we lag behind? We are also philosophers. So he won't say Shiva Purana Pravachanam, he won't say that. Or he should even better say Shiva Katha Pravachanam. I will be teaching the stories of Shiva. He should say that. He should say that, right? You know what he will do? He will have an orchestra. For his storytelling, why orchestra? But he needs orchestra for storytelling. For teaching, you don't need orchestra. But for storytelling, orchestra will be useful. And then he will call one unemployed person. Unemployed or unemployable or both. And makes him a Shiva like. And he will be standing there. Standing, Burvara. He pays him 100 rupees per night. And he will be standing, Shiva will be standing. And this man will be sitting on a big gaddi. Before you sit before other people, they are all sitting on the floor. You sit in the chair, that is okay. Why do you need a gaddi which is made of gold, this and that? Why all that? People are nuts, I tell you. All these fake gurus are there like that in the society. And he says Shiva Tattva. What is Shiva Tattva? You go to the Shiva Tattva lecture, you will know, within half an hour you will know it. There is no Tattva in it. It is all some silly stories he is bringing. And then somebody says Sai Tattva. What is Sai Tattva? Some different Tattva it is. So what is Saitatvam? Shall I tell you what is Saitatvam? One devotee was there. He wanted to have darshan of Sai. Therefore he took a train. There is a night train from Secunderabad to Aurangabad or whatever. And it came exactly at 4 o'clock to that town. And the train stopped. He got out of the train. The train left. They want to sit there, you know. This is the part of the story. And then it is dark. And there was a tremendous wind, like we had the snow outside. And it is raining like cats and dogs. And a heavy rain. Now he has to go to the place, to the village, which is 2 miles away. And then he cannot see anything. The road cannot be seen. No Chadalo is willing to come. No Jatkaga is willing to come. Then he decided that I have to spend. There is no place to sit properly there. Everything was wet. It's a small platform, no protection. So I am stuck here like that. Then suddenly he finds one Jatka guy coming. In that wind and the rain, a Jatka guy. Jatka is a horse drawn cart, he comes. And he has a kerosene lamp also. Lo, behold, the lamp is not flickering. If it is glowing steadily, and the horse also not complaining, it is pulling the Jatka very well. He comes and asks, hey Saab, you want to go to that village? This man says, yeah. So come and sit. And this man goes and sits there. And the Jatka starts running. The wind cannot stop the Jatka. The road also he sees beautifully because of this lamp which doesn't flicker in the wind. Wind is going up. The rain is falling. Lo, behold, in 15 minutes the Jatka reached there. He got down from the Jatka and came to the front to pay him. But by the time he recovered from getting down, took his bag and tried to go to the front, the Jatka is gone. Sai came to take this man in the Jatka. Sai, the driver person, was Sai. Is it the Sai Tattva? Is it Tattva? It is some silly, useless, concocted story. That is what he is telling. And he calls it Tattva. Aisa ho gaya duniya. I am complaining. I look like complaining. You believe we are not complaining. But this is the monstrosity of ignorance. There is a monstrosity in it. That is my complaint. That means you are outright misleading people and doing a great disservice to people like that. Make them superstitious. That doesn't help them at all. Anyway, this is all a digression. Therefore, coming to point, so mana ityanye, who is a samsari, who is identified with the mind is the samsari. Samsaris don't go around spreading their philosophy. They suffer. And they are looking for some solution out of that suffering. They are samsaris. But these fellows, they take some silly, useless belief and they spread it. In the name of philosophy, tattvam. What tattvam is it? What I said now, is there a tattvam in it? Anarupita karam tattvam. That is the definition of tattva. They don't even know what is tattva. So like this it goes on. But anyway, some of the philosophers said, mind is the Atma. Manaha ityanye. So, there is an objection to that. In sleep, you are there. Because you have the experience, you see, anubhavajanyam jnanam smrutihi. Purvanubhavajanyam jnanam smrutihi. So, you wake up in the morning and you say, I slept happily, did not know anything. Therefore, you have smurti of the earlier sleep state. And therefore, the sleep state is an anubhava. And that jnanam, which is born out of that anubhava, next day morning, that is the smurti. And anubhava requires consciousness. There must be consciousness. Then only there will be anubhava. In sleep, there is consciousness, but there is no mind. Therefore, manaha atma, that because atma is prakasha must be there, that which knows, But knowing is the Atma, that is its nature. Chaitanyam you should account for. Therefore, mind cannot be that Chaitanyam. And therefore, something other than mind must be Atma. That is why we dismiss. Here you should understand one thing. Manaha reflects Atma. There is the light of Atma in the mind. The light of Atma is in the mind. That is, the consciousness is there in the mind. That's why mind is able to cognize. But the light of Atma, which is consciousness, sometimes we call it intelligence. There is an intelligence that is operating through the mind. But that intelligence is not of the mind. Okay? It is sometimes it operates through the brain cells. Mind is connected to brain cells, you know. Therefore, there is an intelligence which operates through the brain cells, but that intelligence is not of the brain cells. That is what you have to note. It is not of the brain cells. Like there is light in this room. I mean, some difference, not this tube light and all that. Some light is there, daylight is there. Therefore, the light is in the room, but the light is not of the room. The light is of the sun, not of the room. Therefore, there is Atma other than Manaha. True, the light of Atma is in the mind. In fact, the mind is shining because of the light of Atma only. But that light is not of the mind. Therefore, Manaha Atma is dismissed. Then, Vijnanamatram Kshanikamityeke.
Vijnanamatram Kshanikamityeke.
So these are the Yogacara Bodhas, also called Kshanika Vijnanavadinaha, but often called Vijnanavadinaha. Another name given to them in English is idealists. So for them, Atma is only Vijnanam. So what is Ghatam? Ghatajnanam eva Ghatam. Ghataha iti abhidhiyate. Ghatajnanam eva Ghatarupena bhati. Ghata, I see Ghata, I cognize Ghata. So what is this cognition of Ghata? Ghatajnanam eva. Then what is Ghata? Ghatajnanam eva Ghata iti Ghata iva bhati. Ghatajnanam eva Ghata iva bhati. You see, Vedanta, in Sakshi I said, without Ghatajnana there is no Ghata. Therefore, I have accepted Ghatajnanam and also Ghata. Whereas Ghata is Namarupa, then there is a Sattvi, Adhishtham, all that is different from Vedanta. They say, there is no Ghata, there is only Ghatajnanam. But I am not seeing Ghatajnanam, I am seeing Ghata. I Ghatajnanam eva Ghata rupena bhati. Like you are, there is a theory, it's a wonderful thesis. It is not some silly philosophy. Now you are talking of some real philosophy. Because this Yogacara Bodhas, we Kshanika Vijnanavadis, we go along with them, they are our friends in Advaita Vedanta. So Jagat Mithya, Jagat Nirakaranam, Mithya means Nirakaranam. Mithya is not embracing Jagat, it is Nirakaranam. So Jagat Nirakaranam, they dismiss the Jagat, it is not real. So, Ghata is not real. Okay, Ghatajnana is real. They are the idealists. Outside is real. They are called realists. Inside, the Ghatajnana alone is real. These are called idealists. So, these idealists, so they say, Vijnanameva Atma. And, you know, Bahihi Ghataha Bhati. Bahihi Ghataha Bhati. Outside what is shining, bahiriva ghata iva bhati, vijnanam eva. Got it? That is how they look at it. So there is a lot of sense in it. And this vijnanam is, it is a pulsy, pulse in nature. Pulse vijnana it is. There is a thing called pulse. Pulse means, suppose I stand at that, I put a bulb on. And stand near this switch. On, off, on, off, on, off, on, off I do. Then what will happen to the bulb? It will be on, off, on, off, on, off, on. So that is the pulse. Whenever it is on, that is the pulse of light. Then it is off. no continuity. It is all pulse. This vijnanam is also pulse. So, but it feels like continuity due to the frequency. Suppose you see that bulb, it is sitting there in the center, not the tube light. Tube light is different. You see that bulb. That bulb, the old-fashioned bulb, it is on and off 50 times in India. That is the frequency of household electricity in India. AC, alternating current, it is on and off 50 times in India. In America, it is on and off some 20 times or 20 60, times.
60, the frequency,
60. See, 60 times. You see? In India it is 50, in America it is 60, in Sri Lanka it is some 30 or something like that. So that that alternating current, the frequency is determined by that. The word frequency, how many times it is on and off in a second, that is the frequency. That is a physics term it is. This term frequency is used by Bauddhas, the Vijnanavadis, and then modern physics by scientists, physicists. They use the word frequency. You look at the Bauddhas, how advanced they were of that. They were busy people, these Yogacara people are busy people. But they were talking of frequency. So, because of that frequency, high frequency, suppose the bulb is on and off, say 5 times or 10 times in a second, you can see on off, on off, on off, on off, you can see. But it is on and off more than 16 times, you cannot see. The eye cannot resolve. The resolution of the eye will not be enough. Therefore, you see continuity. In Telugu there is a proverb. The mountains which are in the distance appear soft, appear flat. They are not flat, they are uneven, but appear even. Because the unevenness in that distance, the eye cannot resolve. But if you take a binoculars, they appear uneven. So similarly, when the frequency increases more than 16, it appears continuous. That's why it appears continuous. Similarly, inside also, gata jnanam, gata 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 gata. Like that it will be flicking, flickering. And therefore it appears as if gata jnanam that is there. And that is the Atma. So Vijnanam Kshanikam. Vijnanam is cognition. So that momentary cognition. Not momentary, I am seeing it continuously. The momentary alone appears continuous due to high frequency. That momentary cognition or the bleep consciousness, that is Atma. That is Nirvana. Then that vada is dismissed, saying that now, sir, this vijnana, you say it is kshanika vijnana. Now the kshanikatvam, vijnanasya kshanikatvam, jnatamva jnatamva. Is it known? I am just giving a simple dismissal of the kshanikatvam. So is it jnatam or ajnatam? If it is jnatam, then the sakshi of the kshanikatva must be the vastu, must be the Atma, not the kshanikatvam. Suppose kshanikatvam is ajnatam, then it is kalpitam. Jnatam means kalpitam. You don't know, but you talk about it. That is how, you see, one philosopher told me, hey Swami, you keep quiet about things that you do not know.
That was Wittgenstein.
You don't talk about things you do not know. How is that? Then you don't have much to talk. Suppose he is giving lecture on Shiva Tattvam for 15 days and he applies this principle. Right? He cannot talk one word, he cannot talk. The amazing thing it is, you don't talk about things which you do not know. Or at least if you have to talk in a context, you tell, this is how it is said, that I am not sure about it, be fair. So, amazing thing it is. ఎనీవే సో క్షణికత్వం జ్ఞాతం వా అజ్ఞాతం వా అజ్ఞాతం దెన్ క్షణికత్వం కల్పితం అత అసత్యం ఫోర్ ది క్షణిక విజ్ఞానవాద ఈజ్ నాట్ అక్సెప్టబుల్ యు సీ చైతన్యం యు టేక్ ఎవ్రీబడి టాక్స్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్యం ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ దార్శనికాస్ చైతన్యం ఆత్మ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఎవ్రీబడి టాక్స్ అబౌట్ but that chaitanyam is an epiphenomenon of the body one fellow says chaitanyam is the phenomenon of the indriya another fellow mana another fellow vijnana kshanika vijnana another consciousness is the atma fundamentally now you see consciousness is what consciousness is that in which desha kala vastu shai you see the entire universe is reduced to desha kala vastu this is called reductionism a principle in philosophy. So the universe is nothing but desha kala vastu. People think it is vastu. Universe is vastu, not vastu. Desha kala vastu. That is the universe. Now, that is, therefore, desha kala vastu shines in chaitanya. Now, you focus on kala and highlight kala. That is the kshanika vijnana vada. He highlights kala and makes a philosophy out of kala kshanika vijnana vada then you highlight desha that is the jaina philosophy they highlight desha you know they say atma is that which sits somewhere above on the siddha shila vaha marikshita hai that on the siddha shila there is a stone like surface above some Giriyan Yojana, second Yojana, this Purana Yojana you find in Jaina Siddhanta. Nobody knows Yojana is 2 miles, 6 miles, 8 miles, nobody knows what it is. Why don't you talk in miles? Because it is Kalpana. Miles means you can measure. You say Yojana, then you need that measure. Now Yojana, nobody knows what it is.
No, actually,
there are half a dozen definitions. So you can give one more. It's such a nebulous thing. It is
Suits Government of India Yojana.
It is like that. Yojanam, that is Yojana. This is Yojanam. Yojanam, Yojana, Yojana. So, therefore, some 43 lakh Yojanas above, there is a stony surface, the Siddha Shira, Vahavaita Hai Atma. Therefore, what they do? Desha Pradhana Atmanirupanam. Then Vastu Pradhana Atmanirupanam, you know what it is? Vishnu Chaturbhujaha Atma. That is Vastu Pradhana Atmanirupanam. Vaikunth mein hota hai, Kailash mein hota hai. Desha Pradhana nahi, Vastu Pradhana. Desha will be there. So like that, so these people, Chaitanya is there, and the desha kala vastu shine in that chaitanya, take one of them. These are all sectarian thinking, not integrated thinking. Take one of it, and therefore highlight it, it becomes atma. Like that they say. Anyway, so the kshanika vijnana vada is dismissed. Okay, shunya mitya pare.
Shunya mitya pare.
So atma is a shunyam. Shunyam is void. You know this void, what kind of void it is? This void is a boundless desert in which there are no sand particles. This is a boundless ocean in which there is no water. This is a boundless space in which there is no ghatakasha, matakasha divisions. Okay? Boundless void is chatta, space. They do not accept it as a bhuta. Therefore, matakasha, ghatakasha, udyakasha, like that, the limited akashas, they don't exist. That kind of a boundless space. It is a boundless fire in which there are no tongues of flame. That is the shunya. Right? Out of shunyam, pachabhutas, etc., they come. That shunyam. So, this shunyam is tattvam, that is the atma. Now, if it is shunyam, so What kind of shunyam it is? So it is shunyam, in which everything shines like that, they say. So shunyamada, it is rejected. It is not accepted. If Atma is a shunyam, everybody should be feeling now, aham nasmi, like that everybody should feel. But nobody feels like that. Therefore, Atma cannot be shunyam. Shunyam is the body. Now, these, up to this, nastika darshanas are considered, not dismissed, they are considered. I was giving some dismissal simultaneously. Now, astika darshanas. Asti,
dehadindyadikta
samsari,
dehadindyadikta samsari,
karta,
karta, bhokta,
nityapare,
nityapare.
These are nayayikas and visheshikas. So we will see it. Om Purnamada
Purnamidam Purnamidam
Purnamasya
Purnamadaya
Purnamidam
Vasishyate.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Hari Om Shri Rupaya Vanamah.
Don't feel like a one hour, right?